You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It is me, Ashley Burgess, and we're here on Sunday, and it wouldn't be Sunday if we didn't have Perspective Sunday. So, you know, last Sunday we were talking about New Year's resolutions and making it, and will you succeed or will you fail, as well as how do you really succeed making these New Year's resolutions and keeping it and doing what you say you're going to do. We talked about that. We talked about the top five resolutions: losing weight, getting organized, saving money, enjoying life, being happier, or staying fit and healthy. You know, there's all those options. We talked about how we were going to do it. We're going to be specific. We're going to specifically make our resolution, because that's the only way that you can make it work. So you have to add specifics. It's not about just losing weight, right? For example, it'd be about going to the gym 5 days of the week at a certain time and actually following through with that. You know, the second thing we talked about was measuring your efforts, not your results. And that is so important, because a lot of times when we hit kind of a roadblock, especially if it's, let's say it's about losing weight, or let's say it's about smoking, you accidentally smoke a cigarette. It's not about, okay, I screwed up. Yeah, start over again. It's about really just seeing what you've been doing. You look at your efforts. So if you've been smoke-free for 2 months, get back on the horse and keep doing it. If you've been working out every day and you're not really losing weight, but you're feeling better, remember that. That's a great effort. That's going to end up leading to good results. So keep with that. As well as we talked about public pressure, we talked about getting pressure from our friends, having an accountability partner, as well as maybe using social networking to help out as well, to be able to post things and have other people kind of hold you to the fire, per se, as well as picking one resolution only, not a bunch of them, just one. And that's so important, because, you know, when we have resolutions, we talk about that. You don't want to have like three or four that you want to do. You don't want to quit smoking. You don't want to quit drinking. You don't want to quit going out to the clubs. And you don't want to have to start going to church all at the same time, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I can't stress that enough. Picking one of those things is a good thing. Or trading one not so good habit out with a good one is also a way to help you get a resolution conquered. But really tonight, we're talking about how to really take those resolutions and making them exactly work. And we're going to talk about that in the way of a habit. We're also going to talk about, you know, how to turn your resolution into a habit. And we're going to talk about the power of a habit, as well as how to make a habit work and how you can make a habit work in 10 days. Just 10 days, you can change your life. In 10 days, you can create the best thing in the world. In 10 days, you can create the worst thing. So when we're talking about now, we're going to go back to the resolution idea. And later on tonight, we have Cynthia Smoot calling in to discuss everything that's out and about in Dallas, which is cool. It's going to be a nice sidebar, and it's going to make life a little easier here after the holidays. I know that, you know, with family and also with making big resolutions and trying to keep them, the stress level can be high, and getting out and doing something can always be helpful. So, but going back to the concept of the resolution, you know, and going to the idea of what's a habit. And so I was doing a little bit of research, and I was thinking, you know, what's the difference between a resolution and a habit? Where there's really nothing. You know, there really isn't anything. So really, a habit is something that you do over and over again, right? It's something that you bring into your brain, and you create it over and over again, and eventually your brain sees it as second nature. So when we're doing a good habit or we're doing a bad habit, it doesn't really matter either way. You can create one good or bad in the same amount of time. All it means is that the habit action is routinely performed. And so because something is routinely performed, it benefits you because it goes faster. So all these neurological pathways that are in your brain that cause all these processing and this effective processing and all this great stuff boosts like higher and faster and better when you create a habit. Now that can be good and that can be bad. So if your habit is, you know, every morning you get up and you pee, and after you pee you go smoke a cigarette, maybe that's not really a great idea. But you know what? That's really easy to do, right? Because you could do that every single day and twice on Sunday. That's how a lot of people start smoking. Or they have one drink, and right after they have that first drink at the bar, they light up a cigarette. Okay. Or, you know, you got consequences of a lot more lengthier strata for some people. After they have a drink or two, they might want to do something else. So these habits that are formed created pretty easily and pretty fast. And the reason for that is because our brain is mapped to do something that's habitual. It's just the way it is. It's a routine. It's a habit. So when you form a habit, you do a repeat activity. And a habit can be formed as little as in 10 days, depending on the amount of repetition. The more you do it, the more you keep doing the same thing, the more the habit is formed and the more it's reinforced. So reinforcement is such a big deal too, because when we do a habit, it becomes stronger when we reinforce it, and we do it all the time. You know, you can make the process easier if the habit activity has some good rewards associated to it as well. So when we're talking about creating a good habit here, we're not talking about, I'm not trying to get everybody, you know, smoking cigarettes. I don't want you to go out and in 10 days, yeah, you can be addicted to cigarettes. If you follow this map, you can do either good or bad. It's whatever you want to do. But, you know, the good thing to do is, like, for example, if you're trying to, let's say, quit smoking and you want to replace that with something better, so you want to exercise, and one of the good rewards that would come out of that would be, for example, those endorphins that we get when we exercise. And when you do it day after day, 10 days, you create this habit of going to the gym, because I know a lot of people, and I sometimes fall in the same suit. You know, when you haven't worked out in a few days, the last thing you want to do is go work out. I mean, you just really don't. You feel like, you know, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't need to go to the gym. Oh, gosh, I don't want to go to the gym. But when you finally go to the gym, you're like, man, I feel really good. I can't believe this. I feel so much better. Oh, my gosh. It's just really easy. So, you know, when we're talking about creating the stuff, this is how we're going to do it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take that resolution that you made. Now, whether or not, I know a lot of people made a resolution on the first, and I know it's later on in the month, and maybe that resolution has gone out the window. Some people have actually tried to keep that resolution and have made a couple of mistakes here and there, and other people didn't even plan on making a resolution but are starting to think that maybe they should maybe make a change in their life. Maybe they're ready to make a change. Well, that's great, because you can. And if you start again, let's say we start again today. Or let's say that you started back on the first. That's great too, because you have some momentum there. You got some momentum. You're halfway there. But if you haven't, or you've kind of had a setback, let's act like everything's clean. Clean the slate over again and come up with that resolution and make it a habit. We're going to talk about how you're going to do that tonight, because really, in 10 days, whatever resolution that you're wanting to make, you can make it happen. I'm telling you, in 10 days, you can make it happen. And in 2 weeks after that, it is set in stone. You're going to do it. You're going to follow it, because you know what? You've been there too long. You've been doing it too long. You don't want to go back now. You don't want to change now. I mean, you're already on the road to the success. So, you know, so I remember, like, last Sunday, you know, William and I were talking about, you know, the concept of making the resolution and sticking with it, especially when it came to weight loss, which was cool. And basically, when you talk about working out, we were talking about working out Monday through Thursday, right? And
yeah.
I think you were saying something about working out every morning because you have work, you have school, everything going on, right?
Well, actually, in my case, it was better to do it in the afternoon.
Oh, okay, cool.
Know? Because, you know, I'm not one of those morning types. You know
understand.
What I mean?
Understand.
and I live close to the UNT campus where I go to school at, and it's like everybody and their sister goes to work out in the mornings, so you can't hardly get into the gym. You know, it's just so crowded.
Well, it's good that you're making a whole concept too. This is a very smart concept for people to realize. If you're trying to make something happen, don't make it where it's impossible for you to do it. If you're not a morning person, don't try to kick the cave, you know, don't try to get out there, put the running shoes on, and say you're going to run 5 miles every morning. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So yeah. If you're afternoon, do it in the afternoon. But don't you feel like you were kind of creating a habit more than just a resolution? You were creating a habit of making yourself feel
better? That's exactly what I told people and told myself. That was my intention, was to get into the habit of exercising on a regular basis. So absolutely, that was entirely my goal.
And how did it feel after? I mean, at first I know, and I feel everybody, I understand it. Working out in the very beginning, it sucks. Okay?
Oh,
it
yes,
sucks,
it does.
Right? I mean,
yes,
it's not fun at all. And you're thinking about everything else you could be doing. You're on that little treadmill, and you're just like, gosh, there's nothing I can do. It's going to take my mind off how boring this is, how I'd rather be somewhere else. But then eventually, I mean, what day was it for you that you started kind of seeing, you know, the forest through the trees?
I would say like in April.
Right.
You know, after, it's like I said, about a few months. And you know, because at first it was a big deal. You know, like I was planning a significant section of my day,
right,
around it, and because I knew that it was gonna hurt at first, not terribly pleasant, but then I started getting more into it and able to handle it a little bit better and start pushing myself a little bit more. It pretty soon it's just part of the day, and I didn't really notice it, if that makes any sense.
And that's what I think. I've actually spoken to a few people and dealt with some recent clients where I've talked to them about actually doing the same thing and creating a habit, but creating this constancy 10 days in a row. So for 10 days, like, for example, if you're working out, you work out every single day. And I know that's a lot, but anybody can do anything for 10 days. I mean, people can spend 10 days in jail. Okay.
Right.
I mean, come on. In the big scheme of things, people can spend 10 days at their mother-in-law's house. Okay.
Right.
I mean, in the big scheme of things, 10 days is not that much. I mean, you could do really anything. You could be 10 days in the desert. So 10 days working out, it's unbelievable, though, if it's 10 days to stop smoking, if it's 10 days with no cigarette, if it's 10 days with no, Coca-Cola, God forbid, I don't know. That would be very hard for me to deal with. But 10 days, you can really do anything. And I think that's what's so cool about it. I mean, in a row is something that really works, So your habit was to be healthy.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a constancy in your life now.
Yes, it is. And, because the year before, I resolved to eat healthier. Which means, cutting sugar out of my diet and, maybe restricting sweets to the weekend, so in my case, going back to the Coca-Cola, which I'm a Dr. Pepper fiend, just kind of what you were talking about, I went a whole week. So 7 days or 10 days, without drinking any soda. And, at first it was hard, but I forced myself to, drink water whenever I had the inclination to drink, Dr. Pepper, and then also, eat salad for lunch, instead of, going to Burger King to get a hamburger, that type of thing.
That's true, and I like what you brought up, the fact is that you're going to give yourself a treat, and we're going to talk about that later, too. We're going to talk about how to make a habit work, in our mind, and we'll talk about more about that, but it's like, you got to want it. You got to want this, so if it's, whatever it is, if it's somebody else telling you that you need to do this, it's not going to work. Okay, it's got to be something that you personally want,
absolutely,
that you desire, right?
I mean,
it can't be that somebody else wants you to lose weight. It can't be that somebody else wants you to stop smoking. It can't be, you have to want this. And so later on tonight, we're going to talk about, one, how to make that resolution a complete habit, but also how to make the plan and how to successfully carry it out so that in 10 days, you are on the road to complete success, to something that is going to speedball all the way out there. And you're going to be like, wow, I can't believe I am this successful and I am this powerful. So we're going to bring your power back. We're going to put you back in the driver's seat. That's what they say to you when you go to the dealership. We're going to put you in the driver's seat. You're going to check this out. Well, you know what? You do have power. And in 10 days, you can do it. Also, later on, we're going to be talking to Cynthia Smoot about what's going on in Dallas. And also, we're going to be talking about how to succeed, just how to make this happen. Because there's some tidbits and some tricks that if you don't do that, it might not happen just as well. It might take a long time, but also this will actually help you undercut some other people that are trying to do the exact same thing you're wanting to do. So stick around. Keep it on 570 AM or KLAF.com. But the iHeartRadio thing is so cool, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.